Hey everyone, I thought that since we're kind of winding down the month of May, that I would go ahead and record a few thoughts on the upcoming month of June and what's going to be released in theaters for this next month. So I guess first of all, I should say that this summer so far has been pretty uninspiring for me personally. There just hasn't been anything that really sparked my interest. So I don't know. I think June, maybe there's a few potential movies there, but I don't know. For the most part, it looks kind of slow, actually. So let's just take a look week by week here. Opening on the 4th, you have Get Him to the Greek. Which I think has some potential. I thought that the previews looked funny, and I do like Jonah Hill and that group of guys. So also opening that week is Splice, which I've heard pretty good things about, actually. Stars Adrien Brody and Sarah Pauly, and the director is Vincenzo Natali, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, who also directed Cube back in the 90s. So I don't know, I think with that cast and that director, I think you have some potential there, and like I said, I've heard good things about it. The other two films opening in wide release that week, they're not worth mentioning really. So I'll move ahead to the next week where you have the A-Team, which looks, I don't know, it could be hit or miss, but it looks like goofy fun. And I don't know, I may end up seeing it, I may not. Also opening that week you have the remake of The Karate Kid with Jackie Chan and Jaden Smith, Will Smith's kid. And yeah, I don't have much of an interest in that. That's it for that week really. But opening on the 18th you have probably the big movie for the month, which is Toy Story 3. And I'm really looking forward to that one. That one I'll be going to see for sure. And also opening against that will be Jonah Hex, which I've heard not very good things about. I think just from industry people talking about it. Yeah, it just doesn't look all that promising, but who knows? So also in limited release that week, there is a movie called Cyrus opening. It played at Sundance earlier this year, and it stars John C. Reilly, Marissa Tomei, and Jonah Hill. And yeah, it got a lot of good buzz, and it's one that I'd like to check out, even if we don't get it around these parts, really. It's something that I'd eventually like to catch up with. And June 25th, you have Adam Sandler's latest comedy, which looks pretty much like every other comedy that he's done the past few years, just kind of the generic and bland. So yeah, I'm not that interested in that. And then you have Night and Day, which I don't know. I'd like to say that it would be good, but I really have no idea. And that's about it for the month, really. So I don't know, like I said, it's not the busiest month out of the year, but hopefully it'll have a few good ones. So, thanks for listening.